Okay, whenever you're ready.
Colleagues, we'll open the work group meeting on regional education delivery services on Thursday, May the 29th. We're going to, as first thing, we'll have to gavel in to do the rules.
Yes, thank you very much, Representative Wisdom. We're going to start with an organizational meeting to hopefully adopt some rules and select a chair. That's required by the law that established this bill. And then we're going to move into some informational proceedings.
Okay. So first we'll have, you need to discuss the rules. Has everyone read the rules? Any discussion on the rules? Any discussion by committee?
Sure. Thank you, Representative Wisnant. The rules that are they're up here on the dais, they're also available on OLIS. They're the kind of standard legislative rules that the Assembly uses for work groups composed of both legislative members and non-members, so all of appointed, but some of them elected. They're pretty straightforward. The only thing that I would mention is that unlike some other committee rules at city or local level, there's no seconds required on motions. So just make a motion, move, vote up or down, and we'll go.
May I suggest that we have a calling of the roll so that we can establish we have a quorum?
We can do it on the vote on this. Could we do that on the rules?
Sure.
We'll do it on the vote. Here's Jeff. Okay, no further discussion on the rules. Then we'll have a voice
that we're here.
Voice vote, roll call vote to establish a quorum. Excuse.
Representative
Wisnant? Yes.
Senator Cruz?
Yes.
Senator Rowe?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Maven?
Excuse.
Yes.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes.
Ms. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Wood?
Yes.
Okay, the motion that passed. Motion passed and establishment of quorum is established. Okay, the next order of business is election of a chair. Mr. Montgomery, were you the chair of the last one, or Mr.?
No, but I nominate Mr. Mabbitt, who was our previous chair, to continue.
You beat me to it.
And we have one nomination. Is there any further nominations?
I move nominations to be closed.
Senator Cruz moves the nominations to be closed. Any discussion? No, thank you. I don't know, that's
Mr. Mabbitt, you've been nominated to continue to serve as chair.
We'd appreciate it.
I was hoping some of my friends would come to the meeting.
Well, you got the votes, it appears, so you're good. You had enough friends.
Are you okay with it, Jim?
Yes, I'm fine. Depending on how long this meeting goes today, just today I may have a little difficulty because I'm going to be driving in the car and their signal could be difficult, but I'm good for quite a while. I'm stationary at the moment.
Okay, there's no other further discussion and no other nominations. We don't have to vote on this. We can acclaim it. Is that correct?
Objections.
No objections to the chair, Mr. Mabbitt?
No objections.
Thank you very much. So, motion carried. Our chair is Jim Mabbitt, and thank you, Jim, for your service for the last year on this bill, or 6 months. But it's been asked that we have a vice chair, so we're going to... was that in the... Okay.
I would like to move and nominate Nancy Nathanson, since she did a superb job as vice chair last year, to continue on and expand her expertise this year.
Okay.
I would second that and move nominations to be closed.
Okay. So we have a motion to renominate Representative Nancy Nathanson as vice chair.
It's always good to get people that aren't here to do these things.
It's also been moved that there be nominations be closed. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Then Representative Nathanson is
motion carried.
Motion carried to appoint Representative Nancy Nathanson as committee vice chair.
So we adjourn now?
We should move to close the organizational meeting.
Okay, we're going to close the organizational meeting and open the informational meeting. Need to do another gavel. Oh, so we're going to go to the agenda now. Okay.
Thank you, Representative Wisnant. Presenting on the agenda today, Mr. Mabbitt, who was chair of the previous work group, kind of the spiritual predecessor to this work group, is going to present, and Morgan Allen of the Oregon School Boards Association is going to give a lead-in. Mr. Mabbitt, hopefully you can hear this presentation. If not, I will cue you as to when Morgan's finished presenting.
I can hear you perfectly.
Great.
Welcome. Okay. Welcome. Please identify yourself. And
thank you, Representative. For the record, Morgan Allen with the Oregon School Boards Association, and I'm here to give you a little bit of just a very brief review about what the previous work group did. It's a little bit intimidating to be in front of your lobby colleagues. They're usually behind me. Now they're in front of me. That's a little different point of view. But
maybe we could change that.
So during the 2013 legislative session, House Bill 3401 passed, which created a pilot program. If you remember, there was a bill that allows school districts to opt out of ESDs, and this bill created a pilot program to allow school districts to partially opt out of ESDs at the 65% level, but it also included a work group that was charged with looking at regional education service and the delivery of regional education services. And I think it's very important. I think Senator Cruz said this at our first meeting. It's not another ESD work group. We've had enough of those, and we've had enough reports about that. This is really talking about regional services and how we deliver those around the state. And in sort of a non-traditional twist, in order to avoid a fiscal impact on the bill, the organizations like OSBA and COSA and OEA and et cetera, OAESD, volunteered to provide staffing services to the work group. So Chuck Bennett dutifully took our minutes, and I set up the meetings, and Ozzie helped me get speakers. And so it was a little bit of a non-traditional thing, and we're glad to turn it over to more capable hands with Mr. Donovan going forward. But I think part of the reason we're really here today is that with the original work group, I think it was mentioned earlier, but the group only had about 4.5 months. By the time we had appointments and by the time it expired on February 1st, there was only about 4.5 months to do the work. And unfortunately, we had a bunch of conflicts pop up that forced us to cancel a couple meetings. We had a special session last fall that waylaid one of our meetings, and then we had some things going on in January with legislative days that waylaid our other one. So the group actually only met 3 times, although we had hoped to meet 5. So I just want to briefly review sort of what happened at those meetings for the record. The first meeting we had in September was just sort of like today, an organizational meeting, a brainstorming meeting. There's a lot of discussion about, you know, what should we be doing, what should we be looking at. We provided the group at that time with several of the reports that had previously been done by the Department of Education, OAESD, and other folks on ESDs as sort of a foundation for the work group. We had a second meeting in November where the work group chose to narrow down the scope of work to really 5 areas of focus, and I'll just put those into the record. The first area of focus was to review delivery models for regional education services. The second was a focus on technology delivery such as online courses, textbooks, and other academic functions. The third was technology for non-academic functions such as business services. The fourth was trying to examine some of the barriers to regional education service delivery. And the fifth was to try to do some analysis of some of the current cost-effective collaborations and models that are happening out in the field amongst ESDs and school districts, and determining whether those could be brought to scale or duplicated to other places. So at the December meeting, we actually got to the work of some of these, and the work group heard from 3 ESDs. That meeting was really focused on sort of the technology and business functions, and we heard from the Northwest Regional ESD about the Oregon Virtual Education District. We heard from the Multnomah ESD about the Cascade Technology Alliance, yeah. And we heard from the High Desert ESD about some of their business services collaborative models. They also have an attorney collaborative that provides legal services to the school districts and ESD. So we, right about the time, we just really actually got into the work of what the work group was charged with. That was where we left it. So that's really just a brief recap of where we've been and where we're at. and I provided Mr. Donovan with all of the minutes and reports and documents from the first work group. So if any of you are missing any of that, you could send me a note or send Mr. Donovan a note. We'd be happy to get those to you as well. And then at this point, I think what I'm going to do is turn it over to Chair Mabbitt. After the last meeting, Mr. Mabbitt and Representative Nathanson got together and sort of put together an outline of some suggested next steps for the work group should it be reconstituted, and obviously it has been. So that's I'll give Mr. Donovan the cue. This is the time where we'll invite Mr. Mabbitt to come in and go over that document, which you should all have a copy of that. I believe it's a March letter from Mr. Mabbitt and Representative Nathanson. You should have it to dais. And I certainly, before that, I'd be happy to answer any questions about what we've done already.
And I'll just make a note that the memo is available both on the dais here, and it's available on the OLIS system for anybody who want to take a look at it. Mr. Mabbitt, if you're ready to go, please proceed.
I'm ready. Thank you, and thank you, Morgan. That was a good summary of our past work. I want to mention that it was early March, maybe even, I think it was late February when the legislature was in session, when Representative Nathanson and I decided to meet discuss the group going forward, and felt we needed to get an organized work plan. And it's great that we have a chance to discuss that today, because the memo that I eventually sent out was just the thoughts of Representative Nathanson and myself. Ozzie Rose was present at that meeting just to keep us on the straight and narrow. So I think he had some input into that as well. Since we're now sitting in May, and this group is only going to be allowed to go through the 2:15 session. In fact, we certainly need to have a report ready earlier, prior to the session starting, in my opinion. I think we have a lot of work to do. I want to speak from the memo just a little bit, because I think it adds some context to where we ought to be headed. Morgan mentioned the five areas that the group had decided to look at and study. In the memo, we talk about delivery models and mention that we can certainly look closer at some other models other than the two primary models that are happening in Oregon. I mentioned the Washington model, which is primarily entrepreneurial. With very little state funding, they have 9 ESDs there. I also mentioned technology, and that's an important one, I believe, because both on the instructional and non-instructional side, technology is going to lend its hand to any work that we think we can accomplish on a regional basis moving forward if we're going to be cost-effective and more efficient. I mentioned that COSA has been working for months with a group from around the state with a work group called the Technology/E-Learning Work Group. They have a draft plan out, and my hope is that that will go on the agenda for our next meeting. I think all of our members ought to take a close look at that rather than us reinventing the wheel. I think we ought to respond to that report, add anything to it that we think ought to be added, and get back to COSA. So I will certainly be sending that out to all of the members prior to the next meeting regarding the both sides of the technology issue. In terms of barriers, barriers are going to be there. Our job is to remove them or make them easier to work around. They're going to be discussed all the way through any topic that we discuss, and so my feeling was that we wouldn't have barriers as a specific topic to discuss. And that left Representative Nathanson and I looking at cost-effective collaborations, and that's a wide topic, and I don't think we should just look at what models are available today. I think we ought to look at a lot of options, because there are resources out there that ought to be preserved for P20 education, and I think that's where a lot of savings can come. We threw out some ideas when Representative Nathanson and I were brainstorming, such as a transformational incentive fund that would help school districts, ESDs, community colleges, and others to work together more closely and to get at those cost-effective practices and those efficiencies that we know are there that would put more dollars in the classroom. I think that is, this is just my own opinion here, I think that is the area that the group ought to focus in on in the next few months, because I think that will be something exciting that we can report back along with the technology work that we can add to from COSA. I have a whole number of ideas, as do others, as to how we can look at cost-effective collaborations and data that we can gather and so forth. So that's just a suggestion to the group that ought to be the focal point as we move forward in the next few weeks and months. This memo was written in March, so we were optimistic. We said we should schedule a meeting very soon in April. As Morgan said, schedules and the committee sunsetting and having to be reconstituted, et cetera, certainly got in the way of that. But kind of outlined in an agenda what our next meeting could look like, and it would look similar to what I've just described here. So at this time, I think I'd want to open it up to any questions you might have or any comments about going forward. But our job here is to create a work plan, at least for the next 2 or 3 months, so that we have some very clear direction going forward. So I'm looking for comments or questions.
Mr. Chair, this is...
Yes.
This is Nancy. Oh, can we pull the feedback?
Yes.
Hang on just a second.
Yeah, one of you is a Nancy.
I agree.
Mr. Mabbitt, could you unmute your phone while we're doing these questions? Otherwise, we're going to get feedback here in the hearing room.
Okay, Mr. Chair, this is Nancy. I apologize for being a little bit late to the meeting. I was doing, I'm triple booked for a few minutes this morning. That's done with now. Since I can see who's raising their hands, if you don't mind, I'll sort of nod at people and keep a list of who's wanting to speak, because you can't see the hands going up. But you're still our chair.
Yes, hello, Nancy. Good to hear from you. I think it'd be best if you took over chairing the rest of this meeting today, given my problems here out remotely.
Okay, but I'm going to leave the closing to you as our chair. Ms. Wimmer.
Thank you. I just had a question about the date of the COSA report release. If it's been, I don't think I heard a release date on that. The work group report?
The COSA report is in draft form right now, and I'm going to talk to COSA. I believe they'll have no problem with me sending it out to the full team right away, tomorrow if I can. And there's certainly enough in there that we can discuss. I think there's a few pieces they have left to add, but it's something that would really give us some good discussion on both sides of the technology issue.
Representative Wisnant.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Committee members and Morgan, our report back to the legislature by the old bill was November of 2013. So before we develop a work plan, what is our task at this point? Do we have a date? Do we have to report back to the legislature? Is it next session, or what's our report date back to? And then I think we could build the work plan based upon what our tasking is at this point.
I believe Mr. Donovan and Representative Wisnant, if I'm correct, it's November. Is it November 15th? 20th? Okay. November 20th of this year is the date when the report back is due.
And could you describe, Madam Chair, follow up? Mm-hmm. Can you describe what's the report required, or how does the legislation
sure.
read?
Well, I'll let Mr. Donovan read it if you'd like it read into the record, but I think it's not much different than the original, which is very broad, which is what are this group's recommendations yep. for the service of education at the regional level, and what can we do, and there's no specific A, B, and C questions that must be answered, which you usually see sometimes in task forces or work groups. I think the charge is very broad and allows you as a work group a lot of latitude to decide what to do, but there's no specific questions that must be answered. It allows you to have free rein over the topic of delivery.
So we don't have to recommend the number of ESDs.
No,
we don't have to.
No.
The one thing I didn't see in the topics discussed, which I have a lot of interest in, is the governances of the ESDs. Is that off the table? I missed a couple of the meetings. Is that something that the work group wants to discuss, or discuss in our recommendations to the legislature?
Just for the record, Representative Wisnett, I'll let the current work group decide that. But it was governance models and ESD boundaries were put on the original brainstorm list. It's a September meeting, but it was decided by the work group at the November meeting that those were not topics that they wanted to focus on. So that could be different if this work group wants to focus on that.
Senator Cruz and then Ms. Smith.
In response to Representative Wisnett, we purposely took those off the table because all we're focused on, you know, our ultimate goal here is to get more dollars in the classroom, period. And redrawing boundaries and doing those sorts of things don't necessarily get us there. I've been involved in that for a long time. But we're looking at better ways to do some streamlining and some efficiencies on the admin side and what technology can bring to us. And the reason for the November deadline of this group is so theoretically we could have something in potentially LC form for Ledge Days in December.
Thank you.
Ms. Smith.
My question deals with the technology pieces and how I'm not clear on how the COSA work group's product filters into this committee and how we might take that and what we might do with it. Is it anticipated that we will just accept that and then move forward with something else? Because I heard we're moving on to collaboration. Or is it anticipated that we will take that report then and discuss it and decide whether or not there are other different things that should be done? And I'm trying to figure out how we do both of those things, which seem to be very huge topics, each of them, simultaneously in very few meetings.
Mr. Montgomery.
I think one of the concerns that we did not really investigate, but which I think should be explored, is all 197 school districts operate back office business functions as well as the ESDs. And having been an elected official of two ESDs, Northwest and now Multnomah ESD, I'm very open to exploring the option of trying to see if we can contribute to greater collaboration, particularly in rural school districts, but maybe urban school districts too, of sharing these back office functions and perhaps coming up with dollars which can then move to the classroom.
Mr. Drill.
Just a response to Ms. Smith's question with regard to COSA. As a member of COSA and being part of some of those work groups, the goal of that COSA work group was to examine and take a look at possible ways to improve the technology and e-learning processes across the state. So my suggestion would be to take a look at the report and glean from it what you might want to for this group. That doesn't necessarily mean that I would adopt it or anything like that, but mm-hmm. from the superintendent's perspective across the state, mm-hmm. both ESDs and school district superintendents, our job was to break up into groups and talk about the possibilities of how we could improve e-learning and technology district by district. So it might provide some additional information. for us.
Ms. Smith.
Madam Chair, may I make a comment?
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
I hope I didn't imply at all that I thought we should accept a technology report from COSA prior to reviewing and discussing it. I don't have that in mind at all. But what I thought it would do was save us a tremendous amount of time, because this group I know has worked hard on this report. I think it has tremendous crossover for the kinds of things that we discuss when we put technology on our list of topics. So I think that we can tackle the technology issue and the collaboration issue, and I hope that we will have several meetings prior to December.
Thank you. Mr. Smith.
I appreciate hearing what everyone had to say in answer to my first question, but I can't say that it's made me feel more comfortable that this committee can actually do a good job in both of those big areas in the time frame in which we have to work. And I think it might do us better if we decided what was most important and focus there and take that on first and see how we do. And then if we achieve the things we hope, we should be able to convince the legislature to allow us to come back and look at the other topics and see what we can do in them. I'm just concerned that we're going to bite off more than we can chew, and we're not going to come up with any substantive product that we can all get behind because we're too scattered.
That's a great observation that comes from experience. Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to add something. When I think about technology, and we do tend to drift toward the back office type functions and administrative functions, I will be eager to see if there's anything in the COSA report that addresses support for teachers in classrooms. I have been in a couple of classrooms, as a guest, of course, and observed that sometimes there is class time lost, or too much, in my opinion, too much of the teacher's time in the late evenings trying to figure out technology challenges or technology problems with just trying to use technology. It's not like someone's bought an online class and you just sit the children down in front of a computer to do something. But how do you have, if you've got a question, okay, the computer's on, you can't get the interconnection to work right, or the link that you thought you needed to use and the whole day's work is planned around that, it's broken. Is there, I'm just giving you an example, is there a number like a 1-800 number that you can call immediately mm-hmm. and have someone help fix that for you? Because you've got not just 15, maybe 20 or 30 or 40 or more faces all looking at you mm-hmm. expectantly, and what do you do? So how do we even help support what's going on in the classroom in the most efficient way? Does it mean you have to have someone in that building? Well, maybe not. Maybe there's someone at a call center who can fix it from a remote location. That's just one example. What can we do to help support classroom education so that it can be delivered in the best way? Ms. Wimmer.
Madam Chair, thank you. And to that point, just yesterday the TEL survey was released, and you may all have seen it, and one of the emerging issues that bubbled up was the issues around technology in the classroom and insufficiency. And it might be useful for our administrator to have a copy of that survey, so as we're moving forward in support of the kinds of observations you just made, you can hear from more than 50% of our workforce responded to that survey, and I think you'll get some good information out of that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair?
Yes.
I thought I would mention, given your question, it's it's very appropriate to the COSA report that's going to be coming out. They have several goals in their plan. One of them states this: universal access. Build a comprehensive infrastructure that provides every student, every educator, and every level of Oregon's education system with the access, tools, and resources they need when and where they need them. And there's many things underneath that. So, yes, what you're asking for is a part of that report.
That's a huge mountain to climb.
It is.
To say the least. Let's add world peace to that, and then we can be done.
But by the same token, Madam Chair, if I could, you know, Tricia may be right. We're biting off too much, but we can take some of these things and start a movement in a direction and then be more specific in some other things, you know, like we're talking about admin functions. Representative Nathanson and I, in another work group we serve on together having to do with long-term care, one of the things they're looking at is, for example, background checks. And we're saying, shouldn't there be a universal background check system for the state of Oregon to, no matter what you're doing, you get a background check and it's good and you don't have to jump through hoop after hoop after hoop. And you know, minor thing, but system-wide, potentially significant savings of both time and money. You know, so there, you know, some things are going to kind of bubble up in this as far as efficiencies. And from my perspective, I think we can do some things in efficiencies probably in the short term, and then also kind of move a direction in these other mountains we're going to climb. So
I have a question about the COSA report. If there were one or two specific actions recommended in that report that we discussed and decided there's a lot of promise in this, we really support it, does COSA plan to request bills be drafted through some other vehicle, or would this committee be a way to implement something that we happened to agree with? We didn't start the work, but I worry about when people take a lot of time, spend a lot of resources, write a report, it has good recommendations, and then it just sits on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens? It's like, so what? So what is COSA's plan? If there are recommendations, how do those, if legislative action is required, how do those become implemented?
Everybody's looking this way, so.
Yeah.
So the goal about 4 months ago from COSA was to split into four or five groups depending on the issues at hand. Obviously, COSA is always worried about funding, but one of the other areas that they discussed was this idea about the E-rate and or technology, e-learning around that concept. So I think, Madam Chair, one of the things that they're hoping to do is provide information in there as hopes and aspirations as school leaders across the state to say, hey, this is what we think should happen next with regard to this topic. It intersects with us in not necessarily a direct way, but maybe an indirect way. And I don't want to speak for Jim, but the bottom line is the goal in that group, because I was there that day, was to separate out and have a conversation about what if. What if we could move this conversation along in a better path? And it's coming from essentially a group of superintendents. I think in that group there are 20 or 25 cross-section across the state, size-wise, rural, urban, that kind of thing. So there's four or five groups that are mm-hmm. that are building on that concept, four different concepts. What you're asking about with regard to this E-rate is it's not going to be directly related to it, but there's some pieces in the puzzle that could answer some of these questions. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that helps or not. How they're going to disguise or deal with the bills will depend on what the issue is. I don't want to speak for Chuck Bennett either. I don't know, Morgan, if you've heard any more about that as well.
I think it's a good question. I'm on one of the other work groups that you and I are also on, which
right.
is around open enrollment, inter-district transfers,
right.
and things like that. And I think the plan is to have legislation for that one, and my understanding is that Chuck and the appropriate staff at COSA would get legislation developed for some of those recommendations.
I agree.
I think, and we'll certainly be asking for legislation around transfers, probably in particular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that helps to respond, but that was the plan. There's not a one specific report coming from COSA regarding this issue.
Uh-huh.
There are four or five work groups around information that we think would be important to share with the legislature coming here in the next session.
I'm still mulling over Ms. Smith's comment. Is it time for us to consider narrowing our focus of discussion? And do we pick technology or collaboration? For one, I feel like it's just a tiny bit too soon to pick one or the other. For example, if we looked at the report on technology and found there were one or two things we could help enable that we wanted to and could help enable, that might be sort of easy way for us to develop one or two things, because much of the background work had been done and we'd have a natural partner to do follow-up work with us. And then that would free up our time then to work on something, on maybe a specific idea related to collaboration, if something was already partly developed in the other realm. Does that make sense?
I would agree. We haven't even seen that report, so for us to start parsing things out at this point in time is premature, but I think at our next meeting we will have more information in our hands, and then we can be more specific in the directions we want to move.
Yes.
And if I can just say one last thing on this point, I agree with you. Haven't seen the report. We don't know what it's about. We don't know how broad it will be, whether it's going in the direction we think that we want to go in the issues of technology, whether or not there are nuggets in it that we can pull out and move forward. And for the purpose of this meeting, I think we should just work on this memo and see what in it we want to carry forward into the next meeting. That's fine. And then when we get the report, we can see whether or not it gives us what we need to move forward on the technology side, which from my thinking is a place where we could probably do the most the quickest, which for me is important. My experience in education policy and service delivery is our changes are so slow. So it'd be okay with me if we manage to get more up-to-date textbooks and online educational materials to our students faster than focusing on something else. So hopefully there will be something in that report and we can see where we can go with that. I still have great concern if we decide to go full bore with both issues in this committee, because they are both so big. But if we can take something out of this and focus on this, then maybe that's the way to go, and we won't be able to know that until we get further along in this process. So I think it's probably a good idea just to go with what we have right now and then see where it leads us. With the understanding that I'm going to continue to be concerned that we're going to get distracted with too many things we'd like to do.
You've always been a killjoy. You know. Madam Chair, I think the most important thing we're going to do today is figure out our schedule, how often we're going to meet. And I think the Chair is right that we need to be relatively aggressive in what we schedule here so we can actually have a product by November.
Good. The first question that our administrator has provided is, what should be the frequency? Monthly? Bi-monthly? I'm assuming not weekly.
Please.
Good assumption.
I would suggest monthly. It seems like anything more frequently, it's difficult to schedule. Because, Richard, I saw your doodle poll and...
Yeah, I would say monthly as well, because that will give, because we're going to want stuff from various groups and various people, and we need to give them time to get it together, right, get it to us, and for us to have the ability to digest it before we meet. So, so I think you're right. Monthly would be fine.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I agree with that. And a question for Richard. Richard, since we're meeting in the Capitol and we're on OLUS, will we have the same access? If we miss a meeting, will we have the same access to recorded meetings that we can then go back and listen to? Or how will the meetings be recorded?
Thank you, Madam Chair and Ms. Smith. This work group is going to function like any other committee, so we're on OLIS. Recordings will be available in almost real time. It's easiest and probably best. The precedent is for us to meet in the Capitol, but we are not mandated to do so.
Right. But it's simpler if we do.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Senator Cruz.
I know where it's located.
Simpler.
Yeah.
I was just jotting down an idea here. Working backwards for presenting a report by November 15th, if we could meet in early November to approve a report, then that leaves someone a week or two to do the final writing and preparing, you know, whether it's print or online. If we work backwards and...
Richard, why November the 15th? Shouldn't it be the next committee days is in December and January? Why would there's not a committee? Why are we doing it 15th of November? Who's going to read it on the 15th of November?
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Wisnant. The law, Senate Bill 1525, mandates November 20th. Of this year. Perhaps the thought was that would give enough time for any draft legislation to be submitted to LC.
For December meetings.
For the subsequent session.
Yeah, Gene, the answer is it's in the bill.
Thank you.
So if we aim to do a final approval in early November, we...
You mean of concept and then of language when we meet in December?
No,
concept
we'd have
in November.
To. No, we'd have to approve it in November since the report is due November 20th.
Right. Oh, I thought it was December 20th.
November 20th.
Sorry.
So what I'm envisioning is June. A June meeting could be dedicated to discussing ideas. What was in the COSA report, ideas related to collaborations that help improve service for students and teachers and staff, or decrease costs, or et cetera. But anyway, June would be to discuss ideas that we want to explore. July, we would probably need to narrow those ideas. If we had come up with 10 or 12 and we asked people to come talk to us about them in July, perhaps July would be a meeting where we narrowed it then to, you know, pick a number. Two or three, or if one or two had already been almost fully developed and we just wanted to, you know, carry the flag for it, that would be easy. So July we would have some presentations and then adopt two or three to work on. August and September then would be very substantive meetings to discuss the specifics of what it would take to make a proposal in that area. And then, we would work very specifically in August and September, and then October would be about, okay, what now should our recommendations be in pretty specific terms.
Yeah,
I think we can get it done in that number of meetings.
Mm-hmm. In theory, that's going to work real well, Nancy.
Okay. Am I getting eyes rolling over here?
No,
you're okay.
I'm blind. My calendar's not with me. What? When is the next? We have September committee days, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We'll have one of the. Can you schedule one of them in that?
That would be good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that.
When so many people are around.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So we may not be able to pick dates, but it seems like we do have enough meetings in here to get some real work done and make some actual recommendation.
Madam Chair, may I comment?
Oh, please. Thank you.
I certainly support that plan, and I want us all to know that if we needed to, we could certainly schedule additional meetings as we're coming down the stretch in September and October.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. hope it's not necessary, but agree that we're willing to roll up our sleeves and do it if we need to. Okay.
Richard, going to give us some proposed dates in those months, then
yes.
We can see what's...
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Wisnant. I'm happy to propose dates. The last time that we coordinate this meeting, I used the doodle poll, which I'm happy to do again. If anybody is generally has a preference for morning or afternoon, different days of the week, please let me know. That would help me a lot.
I would suggest the June meeting not be the first week of June. Just a thought.
or the last week of June, please.
Mr. Mabbitt, Mr. Chair, I think it would be helpful if you, working with Mr. Donovan, could record for us what this proposed plan would be. A meeting in June would cover what? What would we be doing in July? What in August? And then let's just make sure we all still feel comfortable with that and at what point we're going to narrow the options so that we can really start to work very specifically, because I'm anticipating we will need to invite other people to come talk with us, to either present information or help us work on developing an idea. Well, you could do it this way, but that won't work maybe, and so forth. So we'll have to be scheduling in advance, inviting people to work with us. Ms. Smith.
I agree with that, Madam Vice Chair. And I'd also like to ask if there is a mechanism that we could use for those who have specific ideas in either of the topic areas that they hope we focus on, whether it's updated textbook material or Mr. Montgomery mentioned back office fiscal services in the collaboration area, whatever the individual topics within these big areas are, I'd like to begin to start thinking about those in particular, because I assume we're probably going to focus on the areas where at least somebody has had some thought and work about it. And so as they bring those forward, is there a way, like maybe Richard could say, hey, this is the group of ideas that people have submitted so far for us to think about for the upcoming meeting? It would be helpful to me if I had them ahead of time.
Mr. Donovan is the conduit, so any member of the group that has stuff they want to share with the group, they send it to Mr. Donovan and he gets it out to the group. Correct, Richard?
Yeah, thank you, Senator Cruz, happily. Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And only to make one note, that I did put together this agenda in my role as administrator, but now that we have a chair, that will not be my responsibility anymore. So if there are topics that did not appear on this agenda, it was my mistake, and hopefully we can remedy that
and
in the future.
In the future,
I apologize.
It will be Jim's mistake.
Well, you did work really hard to try to get us to modify the agenda.
Yes, Senator, I appreciate that. What we'll do going forward in the very near future is Representative Nathanson and I will work with Richard to put together what's been mentioned, ideas of topics for the agenda in June and scheduling that date in June, so that everyone knows in advance exactly what we're going to discuss, and we have a chance to gather any background information that folks send Richard that they'd like to see come forward to that meeting.
I would also suggest, while you're scheduling a date in June, if it's at all possible, to schedule dates for the rest of the months now, so that we all know what's ahead of us.
I agree.
Okay.
Thank you. Is there anything else we need to do today?
I would like the input. I'll give you some dates that I'm not available. Just in my office is manned Wednesday, Tuesday through Thursday. So if I'm not here, Vicki's attended, I think, some of the other meetings. So Monday and Friday is probably not a good day for me.
Well, you're from North Carolina.
Mr. Mabbitt, it looks like we're done with our work here, I'm going to leave it to you now to give us any final thoughts and to adjourn the meeting.
But when should we look for this?
Thank you, Representative Nathanson. I appreciate you taking control of the meeting there today in my absence. We will get information out to everyone, including anyone who was not able to be present today. That will happen fairly shortly, and so that we can make preparations for the June meeting. We will get those dates all scheduled through November so everyone can anticipate when those meetings are going to be, and hopefully that will increase our attendance as we go forward. I want to thank everyone who participated today and just ask before we adjourn, is there anything for the good of the order? Anyone needs to add to this meeting before we adjourn?
Mr. Chair, I have been asked, when can we anticipate getting copies of COSA reports?
I anticipate that I can send that out by Monday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, that'll work. Secret documents, you know. Charles put draft on the top.
By the way, if you want to get an early start on that report, I believe it is on the COSA website. Not sure exactly where it is, but I know it's on the website, so I can direct you to that sooner than Monday.
Mr. Donovan, I would
say, if I'm not hearing any more comments for the good of the order, last chance?
I think first you need to say that we're closing the informational hearing.
We are closing the informational hearing right now. That informational hearing is closed, and if there's no objections, we will adjourn this meeting.
There you go.